Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I got this thing in the mail, and I was calling to check, see what it was.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
It is.
Okay, and what's that number?
2311-1701-0030-5936.
Okay. Let me pull your information up here. And I have Southern Timber Solutions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Delaine Yoakum.
Delaine Yoakum.
D-E-L-A-I-N-E, then Y-O-C-U-M.
Okay. And is the number that you called from the best number?
It is not.
It is not. Okay.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, but I ain't here. I'm not here in the office half time.
Okay. What's the best number?
318. 758.
Okay.
0509.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm showing, I'm showing a P.O. box, but I have 171 in Calvin, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what you had received is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
We have big equipment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was trying to see what the interest rate is and those kind of things.
Are you looking to get more equipment, or did you need just unsecured capital?
Well, right now I'm fixing to buy another loader.
Oh, okay.
And then we're also in the timber business, and it was saying in here that it's also not just finance, but it's working capital, those kind of things.
Yeah. So if you're looking to purchase inventory,
We buy timber in the book sometimes.
Yeah, buy timber in bulk. Yeah, exactly. So we could give...
I mean, we pay a part up front. I'm just trying to see how it works. I mean,
yeah.
You borrow the money and you're always paying interest on the money, or do you pay it as you go, as you use it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we have a few different programs. Now, how long have you had your business?
Well, I've been incorporated for 3.5 years, but I've been in this business for 15 years.
Okay. And this is all for Southern Timber Solutions. And then are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am, sole owner.
Perfect. Now, the loader, would you be getting that new or used?
It would be a used loader, but it's not a old loader.
Yeah. And do you know how much it would cost?
Yeah, $70,000.
$70,000. Okay. And you already have that picked out through a vendor?
Yes, through Louisiana Cat, but I'm not exactly sure the one I'm going to buy right now.
Okay, and you said you'd be getting it through Cat?
Well, I may get it through Cat, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Through Louisiana Cat, not it's Louisiana, it's Louisiana Cat, not Cat Financial.
Now, is that who you usually finance through for equipment?
Well, I just finance the share through them, but I also just finance the share through my bank.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It all depends on interest and all that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Term.
Yeah. So typically for our equipment financing, we have terms from 2 to 5 years, and the rates usually start at about 4%. And we can finance new or used equipment. So I know sometimes Cat doesn't like to finance used, and I also know local banks don't like to finance used equipment. We don't have an issue with that at all, so that's, not an issue.
Like, I just bought a shear down here at the local bank.
Yeah. $89,000. Yeah.
A 2011 model. Well, mm-hmm. Like, interest on that with an 805 credit score, what would I be looking at?
I don't know off the top of my head. I just know that the rates would start at about 4% and go up from there. We look at credit, time in business, and the type of equipment you're looking to purchase.
Purchase.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're pretty fair. what kind of sets us apart, I think, is, well, we've been in business for about 14 years, and we don't make you jump through a bunch of hoops. So I don't know what your experience has been with, you know, the local bank, but it's a pretty easy process.
I don't have a lot of problem with the local bank. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I do business with them. I don't. You know, I don't jump through a lot of hoops.
Yeah.
If I'm simpler, it'd be nicer.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely.
Is it a lease deal or is it a buy?
Either or. We can do it however you want. We can do a traditional finance. We could do a dollar buyout. We can structure however you would like. But, I mean, we would definitely want to earn your business, and so we would try and give you the best rate possible. You know, it sounds like you run a pretty good business. So you would probably qualify for one of our better programs.
Now, what about the, like we were talking about a while ago, for like, you know, buying inventory and stuff like that? How do those programs
work? Yeah. So that would be an unsecured credit line, or a working capital flexible line. And that would be unsecured. And so the rate is going to be a little bit higher on that because we don't have any collateral associated with it. So there's a little bit more risk involved. But we lend... on that program, it's based off the gross revenue of the business. Do you know what you did last year for gross revenue?
Yeah, $2,595,000.
Okay. So we usually will lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So your business would qualify for around $250,000 to $300,000, but you could just take the amount you need. So say you have a purchase coming up and you only need $50,000. We would just give you the $50,000, and then you would choose a repayment term of your choice, which would range from 3 months out to 3 years and anywhere in between.
Okay.
Okay. It's not going
to
be...
I need to get hooked up with you, even if it's just for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind...
I mean, what kind of rates do those usually run on?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be higher, again, because there's more risk involved.
But what kind of... Where do they usually start?
It'll usually start about, it's not going to be an APR. It'll be a fixed cost to the funds with no prepayment penalty, so you can pay the loans off early and get a good discount. We usually will see about 10 cents on the dollar, okay? To
10%.
Well, it's not 10% because if that's over 2 years, it's not going to be 10%. That would be, you know, you'd be dividing that up and you would actually come up to 5%. But I think, you know, 10 is going to be on the low end, and it can go up from there. I've seen 25%, but that may be a really long term or somebody with not as good credit. But we can structure it however you want. So if your main objective is you want the overall lowest cost of the loan, then we could structure it that way and give you options.
Okay, but it's going to at least be 10% is what you're saying.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you need the money that bad enough,
it's more about
it long. That ain't that big a deal.
It's more of about the return on your investment. So, say it's 10 cents on the dollar, but your margins are, you know, 30 cents or 30%. So you're getting all this additional inventory and turning it, and then you're still making, say, 20% on that.
Well, let me ask me this. Let's say you borrow the $50,000 on the you know what I'm saying, like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So even if I only go 2 months, I'm still going to pay 10 cents on the dollar?
Well, I have programs where you get a discount for paying it off early, so you may get additional off that.
Yeah, what I'm saying, but that money, even if I pay it off in 30 days, is going to cost me... 10%, it's going to still cost me $5,000.
Well, would you want to maybe extend it to a longer term?
Well, what do you mean?
So maybe not pay it off in 30 days, maybe do like 6 months, 3 months to 6 months,
I guess I'm asking, how does that help me?
Well, you'll have more time to turn the inventory.
Well, I understand that. I mean, it's still going to cost you the $5,000 whether you pay it off in 30 days or 6 months?
It will. It'll depend on the program because we have some that you have a larger discount for paying it off early. than other programs.
What if you went on a 2-year note and you paid it off in 6 months?
Uh-huh.
What would the discount be?
You know, it'll really depend. I have discounts from 25% off any remaining interest at any time. I also have programs where, say you do the loan for 6 months and you renew, we would waive any remaining interest on the loan.
Okay. So how do I look at all your programs?
So the best way to do it is, I don't know if you have a time frame for the funding, but what we do is we look at a few items of documentation to see the revenue of the business. So we look at about 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent tax return. We would then issue you an approval for the highest amount and the longest term. And then what we would do is work backwards and give you some different options for exactly what you're looking for.
You're going to go off gross revenue?
We'll go off gross revenue, yeah.
Okay, my tax returns, I mean, I'm like anybody else. We're going to write it down to nothing. I mean,
yeah, we understand that, and we don't look at that. We're looking at the total of what's coming in for the business.
Yeah, and
we understand business owners like to write everything off.
Make big deposits every week. But that's for that term loan. Can I run something else besides by you?
Yeah.
We're looking at a couple little old deals. Mm-hmm. Do y'all loan money against contracts?
We do not. Like a receivables loan, something like that?
We're looking at buying a tie mill here, and we get the contract if we buy it. And the contract is for $3.8 million.
Okay. It's a mill? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a tie mill. Cuts tie logs.
Oh, okay.
And what we're looking at doing is buying it. And when we buy the thing, we wouldn't be wanting money to buy it. That's already going to be taken care of.
Right.
And I don't even have to put a loan into it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got, if we do it, what they want us to do is show that we can operate it and have enough money to pay labor for 2 or 3 months till we start getting the money in on the ties.
So you need to show these deposits in your account?
We'd have to show
a few months, you know, good faith payments.
We can pay our inventory, and we can, you know, we got to buy logs, which is inventory.
What are they thinking in terms of how much money you need to show?
$100,000.
Okay, so probably.
Time mill's worth producing. The contract's worth 3.8 over 3 years.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, you could use the same program for that. What if you took the funding and you're showing that you have the $100,000, so it's there, but then you're also using it in the meantime for the timber? Would that work?
I understand. Yeah, but the only problem is on that time mill is you can't tie up 10 cents on the dollar in the loan against the contract. You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing you're going to pay it back out because it cuts in $10,000. For instance, if you borrowed $100,000,
yeah,
I mean, and we were going to rotate the loan and pay the interest all the time. Does that make mm-hmm. any sense?
Yeah.
I mean, the way I'm talking to the bank of doing it is this. If we borrow the $100,000 on the cash flow,
mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, every month, whoever does it will make the interest till we shut the mill down.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. We'll
be showing it as an operating cost.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly something that we could put together for you, for what you're looking for specifically. I think where we could excel is either in doing a piece of equipment for you and maybe, you know, diversify, not put all your eggs in one basket, which you're already doing, which is great, as well as any unsecured capital, buying the timber in bulk, maybe getting a discount, turning more inventory. So you're, you know, bringing in more revenue. We could definitely assist with that. And most of our clients, when they're doing the unsecured capital, they return over and over again because they're getting better rates every time. And they're able to increase their revenues because now they have this extra capital to work with. So I think those are two ways that we could help. I don't know about the mill and the 100,000 because I don't think it's going to be structured the way that you're looking
that
to have it structured.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I just wanted to, you know, I got this a few days ago and I didn't have time to call and I was trying to get, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. I think we could definitely be of value to the business.
I mean, what's the smallest amount of money that y'all do?
The smallest amount would be about $10,000.
I got a guy trying to buy a shear, and I've been trying to help him. He don't know.
Uh-huh.
See, I run into a lot of equipment.
Oh, really?
Would there be any path to work with y'all on some equipment financing?
Yeah, I mean, you can refer people to us.
Well, can I make any money referring?
Yeah, you can.
How can I make money?
Well, we have some programs in place. I'll have to find out what we have right now. But, yeah, we definitely do referrals. So are you selling the equipment yourself, or how does that work?
Sometimes I am.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we turn over equipment, you know what I'm saying? And then there's times that we list and sell equipment.
How often does that occur?
Well, a few years ago, it was quite often.
Oh, okay.
You know, but last year, I went through a divorce and it had been quite as often. But I've been, we're trying to get back into it. I just sold 3-piece equipment 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. We can put something together where if you wanted, you know, say we wired you or we sent you a check or something, we could do that for maybe a certain percentage of the transaction.
Okay.
We can work out something like that. We've had some clients that like gift cards, some people like cash, so it's just really up to you. But yeah, we definitely have stuff like that in place.
I've got a guy right now, his credit ain't very good.
What, do you know what it's around?
The loan?
No, do you know where his
credit
falls?
It's in low sixes, upper fives.
Okay.
He's trying to buy like a $20,000 machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have about $5,000 or $6,000 down.
Oh, okay.
But he's got, what now?
Oh, go ahead.
But he's got quite a bit of equipment he owns that are paid off. Do y'all structure anything in that way?
We do, but we may not even need the equipment.
Do you have an email address?
I do.
Can you give it to me? I'm going to send you over what all he's got.
Yeah. Give me one sec.
I mean, I've got an equipment list. I've got an inventory list for him, and I've got a little old small application you filled out.
Okay. Give me one sec here. So we may not even need the equipment. We can, especially if he's putting money down, like may just be able to get him approved for the full amount for the $20,000.
Okay. Send me an email and I'll send you everything over.
Yeah, we work with all types of borrowers from 500 to 800 plus, so all over the place. Let me do this.
The bank or y'all a broker?
We are a direct lender, and then we also have relationships with some other financial institutions. We come across some charter transactions, maybe if they're really large loan amounts, you know, closer to a million plus, we may reach out to them and do a joint approval. But all of our approvals, even if we use one of our sister banks, we are still involved in it in terms of funding. So we still have our funds that are involved in the loan itself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the best email for you? I'm actually going to shoot you an email.
It's going to be Delaine. That's D-E-L-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
At Southern, S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N, Timber, T-I-M-B-E-R, Solutions, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, .com.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, I'll send this over to you.
The thing. A couple of years ago, we had got to where we were having people getting their financing and some different sources and those kind of things. And I've had some turns, not in my financial or my working life, but in some other things. And I just backed off of it. I've got two or three little old small equipment dealers that I could actually work with probably the majority of their loans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would that be something that y'all were interested in?
Yeah, if you want to send us the, you know, business, we will.
But, I mean, it's got to be, for my time to get all this gathering and stuff, it's got to be financially, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to make financial sense, you know.
Or you could just refer them, and we could collect the information so you're not doing that busy work, but you would still get a referral, you know, fee. And what we can also do is, if you have a website, we can put our link on there. And so people can go on there and apply automatically, and then you would be able to track it as well and see what's going on with everything. And we'd be working on it on our end. And then when it funds, you would get paid.
I mean, that's some things I'm really interested in. I'm trying to diversify right now. Back to, I was going that way, and then this divorce happened. And I just got called up a different. I used to do mortgage loans, so I'm real familiar with finance.
Yeah. I was in that industry, too, for a while before it crashed.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, where are you located?
We're in San Diego, California.
Oh, you're a long way from me.
Yeah. But we work all over the U.S., so.
I mean, we could have a relationship here, and I could do some financing for myself through you, but I could also send you a good bit of business.
Yeah, we would love that.
I could run ads in the paper here and get all the business you wanted.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's do this. I'm going to start by sending you an email, and I'm going to send some information on maybe the vendor program as well as financing for your business so you can just get a good feel for what we do, go on our website, and check us out. We've been around for a while. And then if you want to do any type of referral program, then we can discuss, you know, what we can do.
As soon as I get your email, it may not be today, maybe over the weekend, I'm going to send you the stuff on this guy.
Okay. Yeah, send it over.
And you know, you can take a look at it and see what you think, you know.
Perfect. Well, let's do that then. I will send this out, and then let's touch base next week, and we can go from there.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
So you think if I got great credit and that kind of stuff that I could probably get a pretty good rate with y'all on a loader?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't see a reason why not.
All right. Well, send it over to me, and we'll try to start a relationship.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.